Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lou.
Hey, Howard Bellamy.
Hey.
This is Darlene Evans over at Kiss Country 99.9 in Miami, Florida. How you doing?
Good, Darlene. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for letting me call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
When I heard the Bellamy brothers were on Blake Shelton's Heroes and Friends tour, I mean, I was over the moon.
Cool. Hey, that's the title of our new album, you know.
I know that. So how did that happen, Howard?
Oh, well, we've known Blake for years. I mean, when he still had a mullet, we knew him.
Yeah.
And he grew up on our music. And he did for years. He always did Redneck Girl in his show because he told us that was the only way he could get any real response.
Uh-huh.
So, oddly enough, when we first met Blake, he told us, he came up and he said, I do Redneck Girl in my show every night. And we said, that's funny. We do too. But, you know, Blake's a very special human being. It's never about himself. He's always talking and about other people. It's about other people with Blake, and he's very generous.
Uh-huh.
He's always been. And I really think that's one reason he's been so blessed is because he's that kind of person. And, you know, I think those kind of people are picked as special people to go a little further than others.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, Howard, if you can tell if it's, you know, if it's a surprise or not, but can you tell us what can we expect from this concert? Because it's like a guitar pull kind of sort of, isn't it?
Well, I don't want to blow it for you. Now, there's no big mystery. It's, you know, we all come out and do us, John Anderson and Trace Adkins, we come out, we each do our little segments.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was how that was happening.
Well, but it, you know, that's just one part of it.
Uh-huh.
And then Blake, you know, Blake interacts throughout the whole thing and does his show. And at the end, we come out and do an acoustic sing-along contest.
We are so excited to see this. I can't even begin to tell you, Howard, because, you know, Redneck Girl, still get requests for that and all your hits. And I got to ask you, what's the old hippie doing nowadays? I remember you had one and you had two. Do you have an old hippie for us, a current one? I bet the old hippie's just flat out crazy by now.
Well, the old hippie's just trying to stay alive at this point.
Yeah.
You know, just everything's a challenge. But he's totally confused at this point. And he's not the only one. The whole country's totally confused. Yeah, the old hippie, he's really scratching his head, and he hasn't got much hair left on it anymore.
Oh, that's funny. Are you gonna play something like that, or that's a surprise?
Well, we are going to play a few of the big hits.
Good. Okay, so you got a new album, Over the Moon. If You Ever Leave is your single, which 14 songs on this album, and y'all wrote and recorded all of them. So you're still happening.
Well, we're trying to have it. We're really happy with this album. You know, I think people expect, you know, things would be old hat at this point, you know, but I think as you get older, you get more involved because you wonder, it might be your last, you know what I mean? You're looking for that last hurrah.
Yeah.
You know, we've pulled out all the tricks we knew on this album, and it's just feels good. It feels right, and we're getting a lot of response on a worldwide, you know, because we've had a lot of international success, so we've getting a lot of response from around the world on the album.
What advice would you give somebody, Howard, who wanted to get into this business?
Well, we always tell them to go to law school first. Because dealing with these record labels, you're going to need that.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's hard to give advice because I don't think any two careers take the same path. I know ours is taking its own path for sure, but you know, just make sure it's your passion, because it's not all going to be easy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, if you've got the passion and that's what you want to do, I would never discourage anybody of doing it, because there's always that chance. I always say, if we can do it, anybody can.
Well, y'all have been doing it for a long, long time and still doing it.
Yeah, we're out there. It's amazing. It amazes me that we're still out there. But, you know, in our minds, we're still in our 20s. But our bodies remind us just how long we've been around every now and then.
Which reminds me, and the reason I say that is because I just turned this year.
You're just proud.
Would you rather look 10 years younger from the neck up or the neck down?
Well, that's a good question. You said look younger, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about looking, but I'd rather things work better from the neck down.
Well, Howard, I can't wait to see. Oh, and something else I wanted to say, too. You've got the second season of the Bellamy Brothers Honky Tonk Ranch reality show is happening.
Yes. Yes, we're in Nashville. We've been shooting in Nashville the last 2 or 3 days. We're doing some episodes in different locations, and as well as the ranch this year. And we've had the group Lone Star. We filmed with them this week, and a lot of artists on this year. A lot of guest artists doing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of growing and progressing as we film.
I see DirecTV just picked up the Cowboy Channel. So because I switched from.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I switched from, you know, they got the cable bill gets so high, and then you switch, and you know how that goes.
I know. Well, if you got any young kids around, they can show you how to stream this thing for almost nothing. So
I know.
Stream it from RFD, so it makes it real easy.
Well, Howard Bellamy, we will see you guys Saturday, BB&T Center, Blake Shelton's Heroes and Friends Tour. And like I say, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so thrilled and so excited. And just selfishly, I was hoping that I could get back there and just give you a big hug or something. I don't know. I guess they're working on that. But maybe I'll see you, maybe I won't. Anyway.
All right, darling. Well, I hope so. I need a big hug down South Florida. It would do me a lot of good.
Yeah, because y'all are Florida boys.
Born and raised.
Your ranch is in Darby, Florida, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where the Honky Tonk Ranch is. That is the headquarters for Honky Tonk Ranch.
That's what I thought.
Our ranch there, yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out. All right, honey. Well, thank you so much for letting me call you, and I wish you the best with your album. Know you're loved, and we can't wait to see you.
All right, sweetie. Good talking to you.
You too, Howard. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.